Nando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken.
It's a week of discovery where the three of us are going on an Ancestry.com journey.
We even have a jingle.
We do.
Find my family. Are Fief and Fev related to me?
Wow, I'm related to Jane Bunn.
Find my family. A big thank you to Ancestry.com.
Yep, we sent them our DNA. Now, Monday, we played back this what I discovered about my family, Fev. And
yeah, we did.
This was quite
and what
exciting.
We didn't discover. What we didn't discover.
Yeah, well, this was the initial findings.
One of your ancestors, and I think it was a two times great grandfather, James Denton, he was the mayor of Fitzroy.
Oh, you little hippie.
He's the mayor. Then I was telling my dad. My dad then confirmed or told me that my grandfather's mother's father was the mayor of Footscray. All so right. That's just
woof, woof.
Yeah, that's like doggies. Now, Fev, enough about the Box family. Let's turn the focus to the Favolas.
Yeah.
This was very exciting. We were all tipping what part of the world where your ancestors have come from, and then Brad from Ancestry.com shed a lot of light on you.
Yeah, the Favolas and the Mowats. That's my
mum's side.
Mum's
yes.
side's the
Very
Mowats.
Very fancy champagne.
Kaz's side. Here we go.
Mowats.
Brendan, what do you know about your family history?
Yeah, not much. My nan says she's French. She speaks French, so she was born there. My grandfather was Italian, along with Dad's brothers and sisters, but Dad was born in Belgium. And they come over on a boat when they're like seven. And Kaza, I think she's just Aussie.
That's your mum.
That's my mum. That's all I know, pretty much.
So I had a lot of fun
Did you?
With this.
Yeah.
Because I think it's a great story.
Yeah, I think we're king somewhere. And then I was king of the jungle, so it sort of correlated with my family
That's a
history.
Reference to his reality TV show.
Oh, he gets it. He gets it.
Looking at your DNA, I didn't expect to see so much.
What's he got? What's bits of what?
What's he got?
Bits of what? 29%. Southern England, right?
Yeah.
That's probably coming from your mum's side of the family.
We kind of
get that. 26% Scottish.
Gee, I did not see that coming.
No, it's a little bit of a surprise to me
Scottish.
As well. And then we start getting into the spice.
Oh, right? Spicy.
France, 17%. Italy, 12%.
Yeah, the right?
Favola.
German, 9%.
Yeah.
Greece, right, in the Balkans, mm-hmm. a bit of that in there, 3%.
Gee. You're a good mix.
Oh, mate, I'm like when people go to a chocolate store and they don't know what to get, they just buy
mixed
all of them.
Lollies.
I'm just like, I'm like a packet of licorice all sorts.
Wow.
Just everyone wants a taste of it.
Okay.
Anyway, keep going.
Turkey and the Caucasus, 2%. 1% Norway.
Norway.
And 1% from Sardinia.
Sardinia.
Wow.
Jeez, they did a bit of damage to the Favolas, didn't they?
Well...
I don't know that damage is part of Ancestry.com's analysis.
What else have we got?
That's you from an ethnicity perspective, right? And then I had a look at your family tree. It was a little bit challenging on your dad's side because the records are a little difficult to get access to.
Yeah, I think they come over illegally. That's fine.
Well, no, in fact, they didn't, and I can prove that because they arrived in Australia on the 5th of January, 1862. Okay.
1862?
Sorry, 1962.
Oh,
1962. I was going to say, geez, my dad's old. And she looks great.
Yeah, that old. So I had a bit of a look on your mum's side and found a couple of interesting things.
Ooh.
You have a great-great-grandfather called John Alexander Mowat.
Yes, Mowat, yeah.
The Mowats. He actually lied about his age when he had signed up for the First World War.
Sure he's not related to Byron?
Hey, I look way younger than my age. Push on. Back to the Mowats, please.
He actually made himself younger so he could sign up. He was clearly not fit for service, so they didn't take him.
Dear, dear.
But he wanted to do his bit.
Yeah, he wanted to,
right?
Man of the people.
It wasn't, wasn't up to it.
And then I shook the tree a little bit harder.
Do we all fall off?
And we get to another great-great-grandfather by the name of John Dunham. He was a convict.
Oh, dear. Right?
And he got
what do you mean, old dear? You're a peasant.
Oh, you're not a convict.
It's Australian royalty.
You come over on the bottom of the ship.
Yeah, I was an agricultural labourer.
Yeah, selling marijuana.
You're a convict.
That's fine.
Horse stealing.
Oh, geez, I lost a lot of money on the horse. Oh, God, that might have been where my bad luck went on the punt.
Any footballers in the history, Brad?
No, they played lacrosse and ice hockey soccer.
I look at that D&I, I'm thinking, why aren't you playing rugby?
France, Italy. Yeah, I can get. Imagine how many passports I could get.
I know, that's extraordinary.
You're like Jason Bourne.
You're very spicy.
So there's what we learned about Brendan Favola from Ancestry.com.
Horse stealing.
Now, I sat down with Kazza, as you did with Al.
Yeah.
We did a little bit of research of our own. Mm. And we went back to the days when my great-great-grandfather used to steal horses. Mm. And they come from he was a man of the people. He was sort of the boss of the town. And he used to go into other towns and steal the horses off the rich. Oh, and then he'd sell them to the other rich people.
Yeah, you didn't talk to Kazza. You read Robin Hood.
Anyway, why don't
His name was Mel Gibson.
Okay. All right. Well done.
And I think he used to hang out with Ned Kelly. So we just give.
You're a hero.
We just want everyone to be equal.
No, well done. To find out more about your family history, you can check out Ancestry.com. It's a great Christmas gift. Let's give away one now. Why don't you experience what we're all experiencing here? 131060 is our number if you want to win one.
And I spoke to Dad about the Favolas and they said they win a lot of Kentuckys. A lot of tours.
101.9 The Fox.
Hey, there's a show on Channel 9. I didn't even realise. It's called Family Food Fight. It was on last night. It's hosted by, is it Matt Moran, I believe?
Yep.
Anyone else host it? It's not like a Pete Manu scenario.
I'm not sure if Manu's involved.
No. What I mean is just like MKR, you've got Pete Manu hosting. Is there Matt and someone else? Or is it all Matt Moran? Now, my apologies. I've got a lot on a Tuesday night, mainly being on Channel 10's The Project.
Sure.
So I didn't watch it. Sure. But I love the audio that's come to light from last night's episode. So one of the contestants was swearing a lot, Fev, and there are children at the table. There's you know, obviously people around, and Matt Moran's gone, not having this, Conchetta. It's not happening.
Okay.
You're not allowed to swear at your mother like that.
Yeah. I think she spoke in a different language, but in defence of the lady,
Conchetta.
It is called Family Food Fight. They are supposed to be fighting.
So you think Matt Moran's out of line?
I think he's out of line talking to her.
Okay, well,
the way
let's,
she talks to
let's
her mum.
Have
it's not,
a listen
none of his business,
and see how everyone else feels.
Conchetta, we need to really address your behaviour last night.
Why?
There were kids in that room. The way that you were talking to your mother and the swearing, it was really not acceptable.
I didn't swear in English.
You swore and we heard it.
That's unbelievable.
Like, I don't think swearing at your mum's a good idea.
We don't know how people operate in their own household.
We can't judge that. I don't like it, Fev.
I don't swear at my mum, but each to their own.
No, I know. Well, funnily enough, so Conchetta said, I didn't swear in English anyway. I'm not a swearer. Then, next minute, she's having a chat with one of the producers of the show. Oh, she's angry.
And she dropped her. She spoke English.
Everything that he said was bull. And I will not be spoken to in front of people. But mention it in private. No, this. No, I will not calm down. I came in here knowing we'd be last. Get. I need to calm down because I'm going to swear in front of the camera.
Conchetta's scary.
Yeah, I'll take that back. She was out of line. Yeah. And why would you swear? I don't swear.
Are you actually going to suggest you don't swear?
I don't really swear, no.
Well, I mean, I don't want to do this to you, Fev, but I reckon this was maybe 2 months ago on the show. Byron, do you have the particular audio I need handy?
The wounds are still very fresh.
I mean, remember, I mean, look, Fev, it's not unusual for you to get cranky at Byron during our show, but on this day, Byron had to dump you, and for people who don't know radio speak, dump is when you basically erase what just happened because you shouldn't swear on the radio.
We shouldn't talk over me.
Well.
Alex was...
Get on the mic.
No, that's just talking to the kids. Shut up, Byron, you...
Get on the mic.
Oh,
Jesus. Oh, hang on. I've had to dump my own co-host.
It gets very frustrating, Fee.
Does it?
Because he thinks this is a bromance.
Yeah.
This is a forced friendship.
Okay. I'll swear at you in a minute. And I'll have to dump myself again. 131060.
And he dumped his host.
Yeah.
No, you're a co-host.
He requires you to refer to him as a host.
Well, we're all on the billboard. You're a co-host.
This side's host.
I drive this thing.
They're button monkeys. No, these are hosts. Now, host seats.
Okay.
Monkey seats.
You would fall apart without me.
30, 10, 60 swearers. This is your chance to maybe talk about. No, it's not your chance to swear.
I was about to say,
certainly
what are you doing?
Not your chance to swear.
What about when he swore?
Yeah,
actually,
have
I did.
You got that handy?
Sorry,
you don't have that.
No, I do. I do. I did muck something up. We'll have.
Well, you didn't know what radio station you were
we'll
working at.
Quick
out.
Listen. Sorry about this. Calvin Harris, Sam Smith, Promises, Melbourne's 101.9. I literally had to dump myself. Then I've had to press dump on myself.
Byron.
I called the radio station by a rude word.
That's my favourite moment of the year.
I was thinking of the next thing I was about to say, and I've got it mucked up. You know when you're two steps ahead of yourself?
What's the radio station called, Byron?
It's called the Fox.
That's my favourite thing I've ever done. It's ever happened on radio because old Byron over there, his face, he was rattled. He didn't know what to do. There's that many buttons there. He goes, which one do I press?
Now, 30, 10, 60, are you a swearer? Do you struggle? Because here's the thing.
You don't swear.
I'm not a swearer, fair, no. But in one certain environment, I cannot stop it, and that is playing tennis.
Really?
From a kid.
I've seen you play tennis.
If I'm playing tennis, I can't stop swearing.
Wow.
There's kids around, and I remember when I was sort of 16 playing for the, Wonga Park Tennis Club, and there'd be people's parents around, and I'd be dropping the bombs, and I couldn't stop myself.
Is it frustration in yourself or frustration in the opponent?
I think it's really severe competitiveness.
Yeah, because I get that on the footy field, Byron, because I literally swear a bit because it's frustrating, because I get umpired different to the other players. I don't know why. That's just stupid.
You're a tall poppy.
No, because I played AFL, they're like, oh, you should have marked that. No, he hit me in the head. I can't mark that. And the umpires actually say that to me. It's so unfair. Anyway, I was having I'd had a couple of warnings for swearing, and I missed a goal from about 15 metres out directly in front, and I said the F-bomb out real loud. Ooh. And he sent me off. And I said to him, I go, what do you mean? And he goes, you can't swear because there's kids in that around, which I understand because you're supposed to be
good
a role
model.
Yeah, but I didn't swear at anyone but myself. And he goes, you said it, you're off. I had to sit on the bench for 15 minutes for swearing at myself.
Unbelievably.
I've never seen anything like bloody umpires.
Did he know who you are?
It's not about that.
13, 10, 60,
take Fev off the field.
It worries me.
Mate, I went off for 15 minutes. You should have seen all the people around the ground. They went and got their beers and their food. Sure. Entertainment's over.
It worries me how many calls we have coming up next, Fev. We will take them after the break.
101.9 The Fox.
We're taking a break from normal programming.
Yes,
this is important.
Our topic of conversation is swearing because last night Conchetta got in trouble on Family Food Fight from Matt Moran. He was very annoyed at her use of language in the kitchen and the way she was speaking to her mum, Pina. So we're talking about swearing, and wouldn't you know it, Conchetta from Family Food Fight has called through. Hi, Conchetta.
Hi.
Hi. Conchetta, how do you feel about how Matt spoke to you last night?
Do you want to know what I really feel like?
Yeah. Well, don't swear.
On radio. Look, I thought it was a little bit degrading. It could have been done on a private level. But you know what, everyone? It's television. That's what television is. And you know what? I'm getting nothing but crap this morning, so I'm just going to let it ride. Let people say what they want to say. I know who I am. My family and friends know who I am. And you know, at the end of the day, it's all for television. So if people want to be nasty and make comments about people because of their swearing under a situation where you're under so much pressure to cook, not only for a family, but to present dishes on a cooking show, what can I say?
Yes,
it is what it is.
I totally agree with you, mate. Being on a TV show, it is stressful, but obviously that was pre-recorded. Last night, sitting down with your family, re-watching that episode, what was the mood and what was the convo like when you did have that outbreak to the producers?
Yeah, well, it really didn't make a difference to my family because, like I said, that's who I am. So, you know, it wasn't put on, and like I said, it's made to be a little bit more dramatic, and I certainly did not swear in front of the kids.
We've heard a rumour that you were actually quite angry that we played the audio from the television show and that we maybe shouldn't have done that.
Well, it's not really angry. It's probably the wrong word. It's more surprised. I didn't think it would be something that would go out on not only national television, but also now national radio.
Sure.
Is it, Conchetta, it's interesting because you'll be going through what a lot of people talk about. You watch these shows, but until you're edited and you're on these shows, you don't realise, one, how you're going to be edited and maybe they left out really favourable parts of you, Conchetta. And then the flack you get from socials. I'm sorry to hear that people are slamming you all over the place today.
You know what? Social media has just gotten out of control. And at the end of the day, I just think about it and I think, if people have got nothing better to do than sit behind a keyboard and slam people for the most ridiculous reason, that's okay. Go back to your 17 cats. We're good. I'm fine. I know who I am.
Conchetta,
I don't have a problem.
It is called Family Food Fight, and that's what happened. But, hey, did the food taste good?
I thought this food was amazing.
Okay.
And so did the family, actually. They couldn't have been so thankful. And for the record, I did apologise to the family for my outburst, but they said, you know what, I don't know how you're doing this because I wouldn't have done this at all. So they were very, very happy. So all the listeners that are sitting out there slamming me, saying that I shouldn't have acted this way in the family's home, the family was so loving, it was sorry that it wasn't portrayed that
way. Do you know what, Conchetta? Our listeners aren't doing that. In fact, they're ringing in to celebrate swearing because they're swearers too. Yep. So don't worry, you're not alone.
We'll take those calls right after the break.
101.9 The Fox.
Conchetta got into trouble from Matt Moran last night on Channel 9's Family Food Fight for swearing. And the thing is, some people are compulsive swearers and it can be hard for them to stop. And we've got Albert from Caroline Springs. Hi, Albert.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, good, Albert. Are you a swearer? You have a bit of trouble curbing the potty mouth?
Yes, I'm a bit of a swearer. Mm. It all pretty much started when I was in Great Britain, my first day.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
What?
I got up to get something. Some other kid stole my seat. And growing up in West Sunshine, my remark was, get off my seat.
Okay. In prep, first day.
First day of Great Britain. Out in the corridor I go.
Oh, dear. And were you able to curb that behaviour since, or it's been an ongoing problem?
That's been an ongoing problem.
Right? Albert become the boss of the playground. Don't worry about that.
Part of me just wants to drop Albert's volume about now in case
he can't stop himself.
Little problem now.
Sorry, what was that?
Don't worry, mate. We'll take a break.
101.9 The Fox.
Earlier today, we were having a chat with our mate Andy Lee because last night, Fev, he appeared on the Steve Colbert show, the late show with Steve Colbert.
He did.
Hugh Jackman was a guest. And
he didn't really want anyone to know about it.
I know. So we had a quick chat with him. Byron, do we have a grab of that?
He called earlier this morning and, look, it was a bit of an exclusive for us to talk to Andy about this international TV appearance. Here's what went down.
The executive producer of Colbert, I'd met Mark Cabells, had invited me along, and then we heard that Jackman was coming out, which was exciting, and then it was even more exciting when he came across and gave me a hug, and I sniffed his neck and touched his bum, but that didn't get captured on television.
So there you go, Fev. So Andy Lee, our very own Andy Lee of Hamish and Andy fame, is on Stephen Colbert, a huge American TV show. That's a great
getting
thing.
A hug from Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
It's very impressive. No, but here's the thing, Fev, and this is... Fee's very humble. She's not going to say this, and you don't even know this, because it was before your time.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God, what have you done?
Fee has, in fact, been an international TV star herself.
Is that right? I don't know what you're talking about.
She was a guest on the Hawaiian version of Sunrise. She was an actual guest. We have the audio.
Breakfast television in Hawaii.
This is breakfast television in Honolulu.
And during the weather?
I thought, as an actual guest.
You're a guest.
She was an actual guest. Let's have a listen.
She is no stranger to these early morning hours, which explains why she's so peppy. Phoebe Buck started out on Australian radio, but she has taken over the TV world by storm as the new national weather presenter on a morning show out there. And get this, it's called Sunrise, just like our show. And good morning to you, Phoebe.
Good morning, Grace. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So they make you do all kinds of wild and zany things, which is why this has happened to your hand.
Yes, I was presenting the weather in Western Australia. Mm-hmm. And I went to get on a motorbike, and the throttle went, and the bike took off without me, and one of the injuries on the job. So,
oh my goodness!
So, what a great guest! Wow. You can see all this, by the way, on our Instagram, Fifi on the Hawaiian version of Sunrise.
Dear.
But Fev, it gets actually more ridiculous.
Oh, what else? else have you been on?
She ends up joining
Letterman.
No, it was just the one show.
Still Hawaiian Sunrise.
The show continues, the Hawaiian version of Sunrise, and she effectively joins the Honolulu version of Stephen Jacobs to do an actual weather report. This is extraordinary. It's both of them in front of the map.
Doing Hawaii.
Yeah, here we go.
Step out and let Phoebe do this. Okay, go ahead.
Just you're joking,
you, no.
Okay, wonderful day in Hawaii today. Yeah. What can I say? At 7 a.m., it's going to be 77 degrees Fahrenheit in Celsius. What would that be, Dan?
I have no idea.
No idea. Okay, we don't do Fahrenheit in Australia.
Okay.
The Big Island.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Very good.
Haven't made it there yet today, but the weather looks sensational.
Okay, let's go over on this side.
Very good. It's like they were doing coordinated dance, you know, because she was on Dances with the Stars.
Yeah, that's right.
Here we go.
Did you tell them you're on Dancing with the Stars?
I may have.
Wow.
Oh, God. But Andy lead it and front-footed it.
Thank you.
But, of course, then there's the brag on behalf of all of us, although it didn't end as well for me. We were very recently, Feb, all three of us were on Entertainment Tonight Canada, and I thought this was a huge moment. Well, at least for you two, at least they knew your names.
Harry also got a surprise from a local radio station, Fox 101.9 Morning Show host Fifi, Feb, and Brian.
Brian.
Yeah. Don't know if you got the audio, but I was once on Ireland's Most Wanted.
Oh.
101.9 The Fox.
Lord, New Zealand singer Lord, she came out swinging yesterday. She's had a crack at Kanye West and Kid Cudi. It's Kid Cudi, isn't it?
Yeah, Kid Cudi.
Is that his kid?
It's not his kid. It's another artist.
She's alleging that they've stolen her idea on her stage. So when she performs in her concerts, she performs in a floating glass box.
Yeah.
So on her Twitter, not her Twitter, Insta, she said, "I'm proud of the work I do and it's flattering when other artists feel inspired by it to the extent that they choose to try it themselves. But don't steal. Not from women or anyone else." Oh, I don't know God, why women came into it. Just don't steal, whatever your gender is.
I reckon it's fair to say Copperfield would have done that before all of them.
Well, that's a very good point, Feb.
Very
magicians
fair point.
Have been using Perspex boxes for a long time. What I find particularly amusing about this, though, Feb, and a few things have come out. One of the updates is apparently Kanye was, in fact, the first artist to use a floating platform during his San Pablo tour in 2016. So he was actually doing the floating platform. This Perspex box that she thinks he ripped off, though, the greatest irony that I have picked up in this is that whilst Lord is in that Perspex box singing, she's performing a Kanye song. So this is Kanye's song, Flashing Lights. And then next minute at Lord's concert in London, she's giving this a run.
Don't steal from men.
I mean,
that's an interesting line, Brian.
The irony, though, I don't steal my Perspex box, but I'll steal your music. I mean,
sure.
I think Lord, she hasn't thought that through.
Is she releasing an album soon?
I don't know what she's
she hasn't
up to.
Been anywhere since Green Lights.
No, Royals. I haven't really.
That was before.
It was before.
Mm. Yeah, Green. She's probably Green Light.
It was
Green Lantern or something.
Green something.
Green something.
Now,
right, yeah. I'm a music man.
Feb, copying is an interesting area. I want to talk copying.
Copycats.
Because it is flattering, and Lord said that it's very flattering. But there is an element of it that's a little annoying. Like, sure. For instance, I don't know whether you feel this, but I, and if any other girls listening can relate to this, when somebody comes up to you and says, "Oh my God, I love that dress you're wearing," and you enjoy the compliment, and then when they follow up with, "Where did you get it?"
Uh-oh.
Now, I am not too proud to say that I have a split second of, "Oh, I really don't want to tell you." I want to think to myself, "But if I tell you, you're going to go and get the dress and then we're wearing the same dress."
Yeah.
Like, I just want to enjoy the dress that I'm enjoying without knowing that my friend is going to then be in that dress.
You're going to be a copycat.
But then you give the name because you're not an idiot and you're not that, you know, paranoid. But copy... No.
And you don't go out, so you won't have to worry about that.
In fact, just have my dress. I won't wear it again.
What about when people try to copy... happened this morning because I always go to you, "Hey, Boxy, hey, bro, what's going on?" And then old mate over here...
I started calling you bro. I want to be part of the bro party.
Yeah.
Why can't I call Boxy bro?
Because you don't do it.
Well, okay.
And it's annoying.
Well, I've got an example. Yes. I remember when I was probably maybe 12, my brother's, 6 years younger than me, I branched out and got a flat top because that was the really cool haircut you wanted to have, was like a flat top.
You've got one of those now, but without the hair on top.
Okay, and then he has gone and got a flat top. It's like, no, I'm the flat top guy. You can't have a flat top. And then
all haircuts. See, that's another area.
You can reserve a haircut. You can't have your sibling copy it.
You can't. See, I agree. It's close friends. Okay. And then there are blatant copycats that don't even care. It's like, I love your hair. I'm getting the haircut. I love your outfit. I'm the outfit. 131060 copycats. Have you actually fallen out with a friend because the copying was too intense?
Numbers 131060.
You're not really you wouldn't be a copycat, fam.
I'm not really a sheep. I don't follow.
But you would see someone's cool duds and you'd go, I want to wear those clothes.
Well, funny you say that. Cool Anthony duds. Kalea, a good friend of mine, wears cool kit, wears high tops. And I'm not a high top person. I'm a Connie's with thongs.
You did wear the high tops once, though.
That's what I'm saying. Alex brought me a pair of Louis Vuittons, and I really ran with them.
You did. Because I wanted them to be cool.
I wore them for too long. I wore them everywhere. And people were like, have you got another pair of shoes?
131060 is the number.
1019 The Fox.
Copycats. Lord has called out Kanye for copying her set design, a floating stage, which apparently Kanye's been using since 2016.
Right.
I can't wait for Kanye's bite back. He hasn't commented yet. Lord is going down.
I reckon he's going to go to a Lord concert, get up, and just like he did with Taylor, just go nuts.
Oh, cut her off.
Yeah. Cut her off.
Am I going to speak? What did he say?
Yeah, I'm going to let you finish.
I'm going to let you finish. Yeah. Now, but more interestingly, she's been copying his songs, singing covers of Kanye songs. I mean, where does copying end?
Everyone's getting in on the act.
Copycats. Fun area, though. Natalie in Scoresby. Hi, Nat.
Hey, how are you going, guys?
Yeah, good, Nat. Has a copycat irritated you?
Oh, God, yes. My sister.
Is this a lifelong issue with copying?
Totally. Totally. But the most annoying thing she did, I was building a house and showed her my colour schemes, my carpets, my verticals, my paint, everything. And she decided suddenly to renovate her house and literally chose everything the exact same colour.
Nat, it's funny. Isn't it that thing you should be flattered? And why does it matter that someone's got the exact same house as you? But for some reason it does. It takes away your individuality.
I mean, you don't really own a colour, do you? I mean, it's a colour is sort of a public thing. I mean,
but your sisters, you're going to be going to each other's houses and you're going to get confused and wonder where you live.
At least you'll know where everything is.
Thanks, Nat. Julie in Narre Warren. Hey, Jules.
Good morning. How are you going?
Good. Now, Jules, you are dobbing in your mum as a copycat.
I am dobbing in my mum. She's a serial offender over the years. She's said, what are you wearing? Where'd you get it from? Next time you see her, she's wearing it. She lives in a granny flat in my backyard, travels past our line. So we just went on holidays and I did her washing for her while we're overseas and I tip it out and she's got the same undies.
Oh, that's amazing.
Getting a little bit weird.
Julie, that's really flat. That's kind of cute.
No, it's weird, Byron. You're right.
It's not cute. It's not cute at all.
That's kind of cute.
Thank you, Julie.
I reckon I'll be like that with Trixie because she's just cooler than me already. I'm so going to be mum.
It's not hard.
Michael in Clyde. Hi, Michael.
Hello, how are you going?
Yeah, good, Michael. Who's copying in your life?
Our mother-in-law.
Oh, hang on. What is she copying of yours, Michael?
Oh, no, she copies my wife. So sort of like the previous course.
All the time?
Everything
or?
She does, all the time with clothes.
Yeah.
But we can go one better. She actually wanted to wear white to our wedding.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, and then after a bit of an argument, she ended up wearing a navy blue, which was our bridesmaid's colours.
Wow.
I think she wanted to be a part of it, Michael.
Yeah, she probably did, but she wasn't.
Okay.
And you made that very clear.
My brother, when we were younger, little Jace, used to copy everything I did. And I remember one day I got in trouble, which was very rare. Kazza was yelling at me. So I packed my bag and said, I'm going. I'm leaving the house. And I packed my backpack and I walked out the door. And I hid under the car because that's what I used to do because I was a shit of a kid. And I remember hearing Jason slam the door and said, because he used to call me Bummer because he couldn't say Brendan.
So
and he packed his bag, his little backpack, and he popped under the car with me. And I said, what are you doing? He goes, well, if you're going, I'm going.
Oh, that's so
little copycat,
cute.
Little Jace.
Oh, what a beautiful memory.
I'm on the
memory.
Verge of tears. That's actually a beautiful...
Because Mum used to threaten me a lot to go to boarding school, and I said, one day I'll go, well, send me, I'll ring.
1019 The Fox.
Oh, one of our favourite parts of the show, at least for Fifi and I, to sit back and enjoy.
Here they are, the stories of the Fevolution. Oh, there are heaps of stories. Stories from the Fevolution.
Oh, he has that many, Fifi, that date back years. There's just a whole archive
it's
of
like,
stories.
I just want to pull up a bit of carpet, sit here cross-legged and listen to the great man talk.
Just pull up a chair, Boxy.
Here we go.
This happened back in the early 2000s. It's a footy story, and I thought about this last night, and it was typical of what sort of went on back in the day. We played a game of football in the Gold Coast against North Melbourne, which was an interesting decision. I think North Melbourne was selling their games up there. And we're on the Gold Coast. We're a very good side, so a bit of a party, have a bit of fun. And we were staying in the, you know, that little pocket where the amusement park sort of thing is, where they shoot the mini golf and they shoot the big thing up in the air, the rocket, the ball. So we're staying in the apartments just there. It's like a Hilton.
I don't actually know this. I thought you meant like Movie World and
No, it's an actual...
Oh, in the Heart of Surfers, where there's like a carousel.
Yeah. Carousel, and it's got the swing thing. It's like a little amusement park.
Oh, yeah.
Thief's normally in the more nicer areas.
I quite like Broadbeach.
Anyway, so we're sitting
she
up
also likes the Maldives, but that's a separate issue.
The Maldives. I was sitting there, and I was with a few of the boys, and we were a bit bored. About 9:30, we're playing the next day. At 2:20, and we thought, oh, we'll go down and have a look at the amusement park because we're all young bucks. So we thought we'd go for a bit of a stroll. And I was with Jordan Bannister, Andrew Walker, and Ryan Houlihan, sort of the rat pack. Just some cool cats getting around, talking about copycats. We all used to copy each other's kit. And we went down and we walked past and we thought, oh, let's just, because I'm scared of, I get motion sickness. And they go, let's go in the ball and shoot ourselves up. Thought, why not? It's $50 for two or something like that.
So what is it? What are you ball?
So the big ball, it's got like the harnesses on it and you sit down in the chair and you get, they suck you down to the top and it shoots you into the air.
Oh, okay. Like an ejector seat.
Yeah. And it shoots you into the air and you and you go over the top of the Gold Coast. So anyway, we did that. And anyway, we got back at about 10:30 in our room, get up, get the bus to the game, play the game. We get beat. The boys have played pretty crap. I've kicked eight and played pretty well. This is a part of the story, Byron. And anyway, so in the team meeting room, Dennis Pagan, our coach, used to rip blokes. And it reminded me because an adult got told off yesterday on one of the TV shows. Anyway, I used to always sit last. So he used to go from the top left-hand corner all the way across, and then he'd go to the second row.
Just yell
across.
At people.
Well, we used to he'd assess your game.
Oh, gosh.
So he'd say how you went.
Individually.
Individually. And I used to always be the last because by the time he got to me, it was a long time, and he was sort of, he was bored, so I used to get away with a little bit, so that was a bit of a smart decision by me. But I'm sitting there, and he gets to Ryan Houlihan, and he goes, Ryan, last night I was walking past the amusement, and I see you shooting yourself up in the air. No wonder you played bad with a lot of expletives. Blah, 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 you're a professional footballer. And then he got, went around, and I'm thinking, oh, no. And then he got to Walker, said the same thing. He got to Bannister, said the same thing. And he's going for the thing, and he gets to me, and he go, and he hammered them, like literally hammered them, saying, this is why you're not elite footballers. This is why the team's crap. And he gets to me, and I was obviously with those three guys, and he goes, Fev, geez, you played well today. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Here they are, the stories of the Fevolution. Oh, they're heaps of stories. Stories from the Fevolution.
Boys were pretty flat on me.
By the way, the lines are open right now. 13 10 60. You're shot at $1 million. So give us a call right now with Fox FM's $1 million Christmas cracker. Ryan Houlihan wouldn't like listening to this show, would he? I mean, just memories.
He's a listener.
Okay, it's 20.
He's a great man. Hoops.
25 minutes.
He owns
away.
A good restaurant called Rustique down in Deer Park. So we're gonna pop down there.
That just happened.
Yeah, just started Uber Eats. They did.
101.9 The Fox.
Oh, this is exciting. I didn't know, Fev, that there's a new Toy Story movie coming out. Toy Story 4. That snuck up on me.
I don't belong here. I'm not a toy.
Hey, somebody get him before he pokes an eye out.
How exciting. Woody and Buzz are back.
Mr. Potato Head.
Hey, I was just thinking about this, Fev. I think my dream job, like, you know, when you think pie in the sky, what would you want to be?
Mate.
Tom Hanks or Tim Allen. Wait for it. Star, like, these are blockbusters that make, you know, billions. So you get paid very well. you don't even you can wear a tracksuit to work.
Or even Alan on Nemo.
Like, I don't have to act hard.
No. Just do the voices.
It's soft acting.
It's pretty much what we do on radio.
Yeah.
But they just wear, well, we wear what we want.
Well, they only
but they don't actually see their face or anything. It's just their voice.
And
it's
they just go in and record it once. Yeah. We come every day. I mean, if we could pre-record this show and keep playing it every day, we might.
There's an option.
That's a really good idea.
Tom Hanks, well done. You've done well.
I think the post was just Woody standing there. And I was like, oh, my God. I got excited. I'm like, oh, my God,
he's
Toy Story.
Back. And because we're excited about Toy Story 4, Fev, what better opportunity to play one of our favourite games on the show?
Fifi, Fev and Byron's Disney karaoke. Everyone can get involved even if you're blokey. Doesn't really matter if you're serious or jokey. Fifi, Fev and Byron's Disney karaoke.
Yeah! Phones, we barely play the jingle and the switchboard is full.
Unless they're trying to win Post Malone tickets.
Ah, did
Quick
you say
question,
that?
Boxy. So... Interesting.
Which, by the way, no, that you can't. This is purely for Disney karaoke.
So Tom Hanks plays himself in Castaway. Would he get paid more money to do that or to voice a cartoon where it's not actually his picture?
When you say played himself, I don't think he's been stranded.
No, but it's him. But it's him. Like it's actually,
I see
I'm
it.
Saying
he's,
in person.
He's
in person. So it's him.
He'd
so it's
get
actually
paid more for Toy Story.
Just a voiceover.
100%.
You think so?
That's one film. Toy Story
yeah,
is a franchise.
His, okay, I'm just curious because it's actually just his voice, but this is actually him in person and it's actually
it
his whole. It doesn't matter.
Star power.
Yeah.
I don't. Isn't that great, mate? You're going to be filming on an island for 6 months, and you'll probably go a bit cray cray because it's intense. Or do you want to just voice a doll?
Yeah, that's what I'm
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, I'll do
with
that.
The pay, is it, would it be the same? But yeah, obviously, you answer the question.
Hey,
later.
Let's Google it. I want
to. Yeah,
I want
to good thing to do after the show.
Find out if that's right. Yeah. Now, 13 10 60. This is your chance to ring or sing any Disney song you like.
You
this
like
is,
anything from Moana, personally, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, Moana's a big thing in our car at the moment.
Great. Okay.
But, I'm Frozen.
Frozen. We'll see. I was Frozen all last year. That was very 2017 for me.
No, okay.
I'm more Moana at the moment, 2018. But anything. This is, Little Mermaid.
I can't wait. I'm going to be real good at this next year.
Because
I'm
going to
sit there with Bubba.
Of course you are. Actually,
Bubba Fev, and I'm going to be all over this
It'll
stuff.
Kick in about 3 years though, won't it? 3 to 5, yeah. I think it'll be strong.
Perfect for radio. Got 2 years left.
Just, you've worked the word out. Just quickly, here's Fifi singing. This, I believe we captured this in your car on the way to Mount Buller, I think. Mm. But this is Fifi's performance, a bit of an early Disney-oaky entrant.
It's got cold, so you fire from down below. You're looking at him, yo.
Take the music, Leon.
No, my one's pretty good.
So the sun. To stretch your days and bring you fun. Oh, so I harness the breeze. You're welcome. I mean, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Great.
He's brilliant.
13 10 60.
You're welcome.
Next.
You're welcome.
101.9 The Fox.
The tease trailer for Toy Story 4 debuted yesterday, and we're going to play
Fifi, Fev and Byron's Disney karaoke. Everyone can get involved even if you're blokey. Doesn't really matter if you're serious or jokey. Fifi, Fev and Byron's Disney karaoke.
Disney karaoke, your chance to sing some of your best Disney songs. And the beautiful thing about this, more often than not, grown men and grown women ring in for this segment.
You go to a few birthday parties, Boxy, with your beautiful daughter.
Yeah.
Does Hokey Pokey still get sung? I used to love that.
I haven't heard the Hokey Pokey
yet. Hand in.
That was a great song. I might trot that out after Kinder today.
Yeah, great.
Play that in the lounge room.
A little Hokey Pokey. Film it. And we'll
play it. Okay.
That's not based on a Disney film. That's more just a general.
Yeah.
It was just
song.
A question.
Oh, it's good. Just checking.
Melissa in Frankston. Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Melissa. Now, this is great because to celebrate Toy Story 4, you're in fact going to sing one of the classic songs from Toy Story.
Yes, well, my children watch Toy Story every day, so it's...
Every day?
Yeah.
Do you know what, Melissa? Trixie, my five-year-old's never seen it.
Wow.
I've tried. I tried a few years ago and she didn't take to it, so I must go back to it. I think she'd love it.
Yeah, well, mine are actually sitting in the car behind me watching it right now.
Well, this is going to be great. You're going to sing Melissa and Frankston with You Got a Friend in Me from Toy Story.
Okay, Melissa, off you go.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said, boy, you got a friend in me.
Oh,
hey, Mel.
You got a friend in me.
Hey, Mel.
Yeah.
What are the kids doing?
Watching Toy Story.
Mum's crazy.
That's really cute. I could hear one humming.
Humming
along
in the background.
There's a bit of backing vocals going on, I reckon. There.
Oh, well, hey, done, well done, Melissa. Mel. That was great fun. Levi from Melton. Now, Levi, you're 10. Well done.
Hello.
Hello, Levi.
Well, what, he's woken up every morning for 10 years?
Yeah. Now, Levi, you've called through. This is really fun. What song are you going to sing for us?
I just can't wait to be king from the Lion King.
What a great song. We're just playing it so people know it, Levi. You don't just sing it yet.
When does it get to the chorus?
Hit this bit. I just can't.
Hey, Levi, when I went into the jungle for Celebrity Get Me Out of Here, I sung this going in.
Mm.
Oh, God.
He was king of the jungle,
later,
Levi.
He wouldn't have. He
did you watch that show, Levi? Did you watch Fev on that show?
No.
That's okay. Just checking. Okay.
Now, Levi, we can't wait for this.
10 play, bro. 10
off
play.
You go. Sing us some Lion King.
I'm going to be the Lion King. Enemies beware. Well, I've never heard a king beast with quite so little hair. I'm gonna be the main event like no king was before. I'm brushing up, I'm looking down, working on my roar.
Beautiful.
Well done.
Brilliant.
That was really good.
That was really cool. And Levi, you've got a bit of swag about you. You should like audition for The Voice one day.
I've tried.
Oh, he's had a go already.
So cute.
Can't believe he didn't go through.
Legend. Well done, Levi.
Remember when Fev told a 10-year-old to watch him on 10 play?
Yes, I do remember that.
Mate, you'll love it.
Emma from Endeavour Hills. Hi, Em.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. What are you going to perform for us from Disney?
Belle.
Oh, from Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Bonjour. Great song.
This is the song. Here we go. Oh. There goes the baker with his tray.
The same old bread and rolls to sell. Every morning just beautiful the same. Song.
Tough song.
Emma, I'm already impressed because this is a song I would like to learn. I've learnt most of Frozen and Moana. This is next on my agenda. So, Emma, good luck. Off you go with Beauty and the Beast.
Thanks. I better get his red. Okay. There goes the baker with his tray like always. The same old bread and rolls to sell. Every morning just the same as the morning that we came to poor provincial town. Oh, isn't this amazing? It's my favorite part because you see working at the bridge for me, but you won't discover that it's him till chapter 3. Do you want me to keep going?
Oh, that was a superb.
I could listen to you all morning.
Where were you? Like, as you're doing that, where actually are you right now?
Oh, well, I actually took the kids into school, my oldest into school, so I had all the others in the attic. I just got them in the car, and I'm like,
wow. That was amazing.
Oh, Emma, outstanding.
Thank
like,
you.
Really impressive.
That's it for us. What a way to go. You're emotional. It was an emotional performance.
It was very touching.
Nando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken. 101.9 The Fox. All right. Want more Fifi, Fem and Byron? Download the Fox app. Want access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at fox.com.au.
101.9 The Fox.